Success is a pleasant thing to get used to. And there's been no team more used to success in recent times in Australian football than Sydney FC. They're defending A-League champions and are top of the table this season too. But lately, they've hit a hurdle. Attempting to transfer their domestic dominance to the continental stage, Sydney are 0 wins from 4 matches so far in the Asian Champions League. And now in the A-League, they've lost back-to-back matches for the first time in what seems like forever. Their latest conquerors, 7th-placed Brisbane Roar, who beat them, even more shockingly, in Sydney. 2-1 was the final score, early goals from Matt Mackay and Jacob Pepper proving the difference. Sydney coach Graham Arnold, though, isn't panicking. Yet.
Everyone goes through this period. This is now the time where people need to step up. And I'm the first one to look in the mirror and say it's myself. And, you know, and drive these boys forward. You know, of course they're hurting at the moment, but it's not a lack of effort. Their effort is fantastic.
After the loss to Brisbane, Sydney's lead atop the A-League has been cut to just 5 points, with 4 games still to play until the finals. In basketball, the National Basketball League Grand Final Series is tied at 1 win apiece. Melbourne United won Game 1, 107 points to 96 in Melbourne, but the Adelaide 36ers have levelled the best of 5-game series with a win in Game 2 on their own home turf, 110 points to 95. The 36ers dominated Game 2 from early in the contest. Forward Mitchell Creek scored 17 points for Adelaide in their win. He compares Game 1 with Game 2 for his team.
First game we felt like we had control late in the third quarter. We dropped the ball defensively, took some bad shots offensively, went away from Sixers basketball, and evidently they came back and kicked our ass. So coming back today to make a statement was a huge thing for us.
Game 3 of the series is in Melbourne on Friday. In the National Rugby League, 5 teams have 2 wins from 2 matches so far this season, and the composition of that particular list is a surprising one. It includes the New Zealand Warriors, who many thought would finish bottom of the league ladder before the season began, and the Newcastle Knights, who have finished bottom of the league ladder each of the last 3 seasons. It also includes the West Tigers. That's also a surprise in itself, but doubly so when one realises their 2 wins have come at the expense of the Sydney Roosters and Melbourne Storm, 2 teams expected to excel this season. The Tigers beat the Storm 10-8 in Melbourne this past weekend in what was Storm star Billy Slater's 300th game in the competition. Losing is bad enough for a team like the Storm, the competition's defending champions, and accustomed to winning. But to do it in the way they did, on a milestone night for a player like Slater, makes it especially egregious for Melbourne coach Craig Bellamy.
We need to be better than that, you know, for a guy that's played 300 games for our club, you know, to have lack of intent to start the game, that ain't good enough.
The Storm can at least console themselves that they aren't the Parramatta Eels. The Eels are 0 wins from 2 matches so far this season. Their latest defeat, a 54-0 thrashing, dished out by their old rivals, Manly. Parramatta's Western Sydney neighbours, the Penrith Panthers, have 2 wins from 2 matches to start the season, but their victory over South Sydney has been soured by alleged racial abuse from a fan at their ground, directed at South Sydney's Indigenous star, Greg Inglis. And in rugby union, Ireland are the undisputed kings of the sport north of the border. They've sealed a perfect campaign in the Six Nations competition by defeating old enemies England 24-15. They're the first team to win the tournament undefeated, the so-called Grand Slam, since England did it 2 years ago. Irish captain Rory Best has told ITV the great achievement is made even better by the fact it occurred in England at the stadium, 82,000 capacity Twickenham in London, of their hated rival.
It's a special day for everyone involved in Irish rugby, and to be here and celebrate and to come, I suppose, to top it off with winning somewhere like here. Like, this is a fortress. This is a really tough place to go, and it's a sign of a champion team to come here and do that.
Australians won't have to wait long to see the prowess of this Irish side. They will come to Australia to play 3 tests against Australia in June. Sunil Awasthi, SBS News.